With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. The budget has passed, and Tennessee state lawmakers are eager to end the session this week so they can hit the campaign trail. After all, most of them are up for re-election this year. But there's still some loose ends to tie up, and some of the most complicated debates have, as usual, been put off until the final days. Chaz, do remind us why it is that this final week of the legislative session is always just such a whirlwind.
Well, I mean, there's really a lot of reasons for it. Some of it has to do with money. If something costs the state money, lawmakers have to find a way to pay for it, and that often will take until the end of session. Some of it has to do with procrastination. I mean, state lawmakers, like anybody else, they're human beings. They put things off when they can. Some of these are issues that have just popped up here at the last second. For instance, there's a bill out there that deals with whether fantasy football is gambling, and that's in response to an opinion from the state's attorney general that said that fantasy football is gambling, and so now there's a bill to say that it's not. And then finally, there's some issues out there that have just been kind of hanging over lawmakers throughout the session, and it's taking them a while to really figure out how to resolve. A good example of that would be the question of whether to strip funding from the University of Tennessee's diversity office. This is the office that has drawn a lot of ire for recommending the use of gender-neutral pronouns, for putting out a memo on Christmas that seemed to discourage using that in terms of talking about holiday celebrations. And so lawmakers have known for a long time they wanted to take some action against that office, but it's really taken them until now to sort of figure out exactly what that's going to be.
Okay, so Governor Bill Haslam's budget has passed, which is really the only thing lawmakers are required to do. So let's talk about that for a second. Were there any surprises in there last week?
There's a lot of little pieces to this thing, so it's going to take a long time to really go through them. I'd say the most noteworthy surprise, such as it is, was the cut to the Hall income tax. It's difficult to call it a surprise, really, though, because lawmakers have been trying to phase out the Hall income tax for a long time. This is basically the investment tax. It's paid by people who have a certain amount of investment income, and they basically are cutting it by one percentage point. But like I said, it's kind of weird to call that a surprise because this is something that they've really been trying to walk back for a few years now. The other thing that that was in the budget that maybe we don't know a lot about is $30 million for some unspecified economic development project in the near future. We know that money has been put into the budget. We don't yet know how it's going to be used.
So that was within the budget, even though some lawmakers, kind of complained about it.
Well, right. But they're not so much against giving the money to companies. They just wanted to know a little bit more about it. And although there's not been a lot of public disclosure about that, that's something that can be shared with them on a one-on-one basis that maybe makes them a little bit more comfortable with that being in the budget.
Okay, so you also seem to get these controversial proposals that really go down to the wire, like you said. What is left to deal with this week?
Well, I mean, probably the biggest issue out there is this transgender bathroom bill. This is getting a lot of attention from around the country. This is definitely not something where lawmakers are procrastinating. This is something where a lot of lawmakers would just as soon it go away completely. Certainly Governor Haslam would prefer that. You know, there's also a bill out there that would allow people to carry guns on college campuses. That could be decided here in the next few weeks, in the next few days, I should say. And there's also a bill that deals with TBI investigations into police shootings. And this has raised a lot of public records questions that I don't think anybody had really thought about earlier in the session.
Chaz, you're doing great in the lightning round here. Let me ask you about kind of sleeper issues. Do we expect anything unexpected in these final days?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely should expect the unexpected in the final days. I'd say probably the debate that is most surprising coming back here at the end of session is this question of whether guns can be allowed in the state capitol. There's a bill that's been in the legislature all session that deals with who controls the grounds of the state capitol, whether it's the legislature or the governor's office. That's now making its way to the floor, and it's just now becoming clear that this could be a way for lawmakers to say that they're the ones who are in charge of the Capitol, not Governor Haslam. And this has been an issue between the two of them all during the session, like which one is in control of the Capitol.
Which, Chaz, if I'm not mistaken, was one of the first conversations we had on air during this session.
Yeah, it just goes to show you that no issue is really dead until they leave town.
All right, thank you, Chaz.
You're welcome.
Chaz Sisk is WPLN State Capitol correspondent. I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.